KENOSEE Lake. For the past 9 years, car, truck and motorcycle enthusiasts have flocked to picturesque Kenosee Lake for the annual Show and Shine, a beloved tradition that highlights a dazzling array of classic and custom vehicles. Nestled in the scenic Moose Mountain Provincial Park, this event has become a highlight to locals and visitors alike, celebrating both automotive craftsmanship and community spirit. The Kenosee Lake Show and Shine attracts a diverse crowd from diehard car aficionados to families looking for a fun day out. This year's show, which was held on July 13 at the beach parking lot, attracted 217 entries from proud owners showing what they have accomplished with their vehicles. The event features a stunning display of vintage and muscle cars, old and new vehicles, hot rods, trucks and custom builds, each meticulously maintained and proudly presented by their owners. Participants come from all over, eager to share their passion for automobiles and to admire the intricate details and histories of the showcased vehicles. Kevin Wilson is the founder and the president of the event. He began the show with other enthusiasts such as Marius Erickson as a way to show off what they have in the Southeast. Rick Schreiner was the financial secretary for 8 years. Schreiner and his wife Noreen have played a huge role in making the club what it is today. Rhonda Martin has been the secretary for the past 9 years and now she has taken on the role of financial secretary. There are 48 members, and they all make an impact on how the club survives and operates. One of the standout features of the Kenosee Lake Show and Shine is its emphasis on local people. Many of the vehicles displayed are owned and restored by local and area residents, highlighting their skills and dedication. The parking lot was packed with people of all ages and backgrounds, united by a shared love of vehicles from the past and present. The event fosters camaraderie among participants and visitors, creating an environment where stories are shared, friendships are formed and local culture is celebrated. The event also included a competition for the best car, best truck and best motorcycle. Winners were awarded plaques this year to commemorate their victory. A total of $3,000 in prizes were handed out during the day to 200 people. Throughout the year, organizers receive sponsorships and donations for the show, which has made it the success it is today. The Wawota Early Learning and Community Center was on hand serving up burgers and hot dogs, while offering shade through the beer gardens set up on the grass. The Cornerstone Cruisers provided entertainment throughout the day, playing 50s and 60s music. Erickson said it was another successful event and it was great to see new and familiar faces alike as the event grows yearly and to see new people take part in the showcase with their vehicles. As the show came to an end, the crowd could hear the vehicles leaving. "The perfect weather brought out a great crowd," he said, "and it is always a great feeling to see everyone enjoying themselves at the event."